into it. So yeah, we'll just start off with recapping all the games. So we'll start with the Man United versus Fulham game. So when I did the podcast on Thursday, I was talking about this game specifically and how like United needed to win this game, like in order to have like a decent season. Because if they would have lost to Fulham in your opening game, it would have been like so bad. Because I think Aaron Ten Hag is like one loss away from being on the hot seat again, where people are going to start saying like, "Oh, we need to sack him," and all that. The things that I saw was like United looked too like overtly emotional. They would get close, and then they would just Casemiro had a couple shots where they just went clear over, and he was like yelling. And Bruno Fernandes had like a pretty easy goal. He kicks it way over, and they were just all like, and then they would just get pissed. I didn't like that, you know. They didn't seem like in control. They seemed like they got lucky that they got 3 points. The other thing that I didn't like from the Man United game was that they seemed too like isolated. Like when like watching other teams, like they weren't passing, like or they would be selfish and they would try to go for shots when it's like, man, like if you just made one extra pass, that could have led to a better scoring opportunity. So like even though they won, and it's a good thing that they won, in terms of United's future this season, it wasn't like a convincing win. It wasn't like, it looked like literally up until like they scored that goal, it looked like they were gonna draw to Fulham, and that was not gonna be great.
No, yeah, that was gonna be, that's not what we expected from Man U, especially after the whole Man City game.
Yeah, I thought they were gonna be
better.
Absolutely. I mean, 3 points, 3 points.
Yeah.
They got Brighton next.
That's going to be a tougher matchup.
That's not great. Yeah. And then they got Liverpool after that. So,
yeah.
They needed to get those 3 points because those two games, especially for how those teams look this week, those are going to be kind of brutal. But I guess speaking of Liverpool.
Yeah, for sure.
So we got the Liverpool Ipswich Town game. We live on the east coast, on the west coast, so this game came on at 4:30 in the morning. So I didn't watch it.
No, I didn't watch it either.
I figured that this wasn't going to be worth waking up at, you know, 4 in the morning. So it seemed like Liverpool just did their thing, you know. The Premier League offices like gave Liverpool like a good little like Kickstarter, especially since they got a new coach and everything. Like, this was a good, like, warm-up session, yeah. You know? Like, this was never going to be a close game, like, in a million years. But, yeah, Liverpool wins that easily 2-0. Then the next game that came up was the Arsenal-Wolverhampton game. I didn't get a chance to watch this because this came on at the same time as the Everton-Brighton game, which is the one I watched.
I had trouble finding it because, it was in the morning, right?
Yeah, it was.
I actually kind of almost forgot.
Yeah, it was like 7 in the morning.
Yeah. And then I was like looking for it, but I ended up watching the highlights. Saka looked great. You know, he gave the first assist to Havertz, a beautiful ball into the box. Havertz finishing it with the head. And then the second goal was Saka. Beautiful goal. First post, near post. He's been looking really good. The team looks pretty good. I do want to go back and look at it because I've been seeing commentaries of like actual fans saying it was a little sloppy, but there was some quality with them.
Yeah, I saw some like extended highlights, and it did look like they got the job done. You know, I think they could have been a little bit more clinical. You know, especially given the fact that they're supposed to be Premier League title like contenders, you would hope that they'd be more clinical. But I mean, it's hard to say that when they won 2-0, you know what I mean? So like do I think that's like a fair like criticism? Like maybe, but they still won. They still did it convincingly. You know, there was never a moment where they felt like they were gonna lose the game or draw the game, you know?
Yeah, I thought they looked pretty well. But like I said, I wanna watch more. I wanna see what people are talking about. Cause I just read like a couple headlines and I don't agree with it. Like I saw the Arsenal fan TV that they were talking about it. So I'm gonna go back, rewatch that. Yeah. For for me, it looked pretty good. Saka looked good. Havertz scoring. I think it's going to be a pretty good season for Arsenal. Hopefully, they win it. Hopefully, they close it out. They win all the matches they need to win.
Well, that's the thing. That's what kind of like screwed them last season was those like 4, 5, 6 games, you know, where they're playing against teams way below them and they didn't convert those points. Because you convert any one of those like little losses and they win that year. So they got to make sure they like, it's fine to lose to like a Liverpool, to a Man City or whatever, but you have to win games against Wolverhamptons or Everton. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, 100%. There should be no excuses for those. So, the game... So, then I guess we'll... Let's see. Yeah, we'll go to the next game, which is the Brighton-Everton game. This game I watched. So, it was mostly Brighton. They had control most of the game. Some good chances. And even Everton in the beginning of the game had some pretty good opportunities where it was like, oh, man, they might score. They might go up 1-0 in the beginning of the game. So, Everton has some good chances. And then... Brian gets the ball back, and there's this beautiful goal to this guy. I didn't even know who this was. Mitoma? He's like this Japanese player. And he just scores like a beautiful goal.
Yeah, I think it was last season or 2 seasons ago that he became pretty famous because he made like a thesis in college.
Oh, really?
On like, yeah, about like touches. And yeah, I think, but.
And that's what happened. He bumped it in with the tip of his boot, and it was like nice. It was just like right place, right time. Just knew what to do to get it in.
No, he's a decent player. He had a couple highlights last season or 2 seasons ago.
What was funny though is right after that goal, because this was played in Everton, in on their field, the crowd goes dead. It is like so quiet. It was actually kind of funny.
And I feel like as a player, that feels terrible. I feel like your team is, like, your crowd is not supporting you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It just feels weird because, like, usually people feed off the energy of the crowd. And if the crowd's not giving you anything, you kind of don't feel like playing anymore.
And then Brian scores, like, a little, I want to say, like, in the beginning of the second half, Brian scores another goal from Danny Welbeck. And basically after then, it was just game over. Like, Everton gets a red card and... Once that red card happens, there was really no reason to watch the rest of that game. A couple podcasts ago, I was talking about how I think Everton might not be in the relegation zone, but after this kind of game, maybe they are that bad. But speaking of bad teams, then we got the Newcastle-Southampton game. There's another one that was on at the same time as the Everton game, so I didn't watch this either, but I feel like I didn't have to. I think that this... scoreboard and the stats kind of speak for themselves. 28 minutes in, Newcastle gets a red card. They got 10 men basically for the whole game, and they still win 1-0.
Oh my god.
They scored in the 45th minute.
And they held them off?
Yeah, and Newcastle had 22% possession.
That's insane.
That's wild. Southampton... it's gonna be a long season. I didn't watch it, but because the Arsenal game, the Everton game, and the Newcastle game were all in the same time. They're all at 7, and I forgot to watch the highlights. But like I said, seeing this stat line, like, that's terrible.
Man, we need a business credit card, and we have to buy like 8 monitors. I want to make sure we watch every single game.
Oh, I know. I know. We need a team of like people to watch these games for us.
Exactly. So if you guys want to work for us for free, just fucking watch the games for us, take notes.
We're open for business. But yeah, so that's it. And then we got Nottingham Forest and Bournemouth. I didn't really feel like watching this game. I kind of forgot about it, if I'm being honest. They drew 1-1. Looks like a pretty even game. Not nothing crazy either side.
No, I was saying it's like tough for us on the West Coast of the United States.
Yeah.
Some of these games are like just early. I honestly, I don't know what I was looking at, but I thought the game was at 11:30, the Man City Chelsea game.
Yeah.
Well, I saw the East Coast time. I was like, oh, I have time to sleep in. I have time to review like other games. I wake up, it's like 8:28. I was like, oh fuck, I gotta get ready, like watch the game.
No, yeah, yeah, because after the Everton game, I had like grocery store shopping and stuff like that to do, so I'm like, okay, well, you know, it's fine. I knew I was gonna miss the Everton game, or the Nottingham Forest game, and to me that was fine. And it looked, like I said, it looks like, looking at the stats, 1-1, pretty much even possession from both of them, nothing really crazy. So yeah, they draw. They're the only ones that drew, all day basically. Everyone else either won or lost. So that'll take us to the West Ham Aston Villa game. This game is the game that I should have watched instead of the Everton game, because this game was actually a really good game. And you said you watched it, right?
Yeah, I watched it. Aston Villa looked really good, especially being the away team. It was pretty even for the most part. Onana with a nice header. Aston Villa looked really good. They still look like a pretty top team. West Ham didn't look bad. I just felt like, I don't know, I felt like they weren't really clicking super well for me. Yeah, but Aston Villa, they look good. I don't know why at the halftime, because I felt like Aston was playing better than West Ham. But at halftime, DraftKings had West Ham winning. Well, I guess because, you know, they're the home team. But
really? I didn't know that.
Like, yeah, I was watching like the odds and stuff that they were giving in the halftime. And I was like, I don't know why they're giving West Ham advantage.
Especially when they were 1-1 at halftime, because you got that penalty that happened, right?
Yeah, it was penalty. Paqueta converted the penalty. But I don't know why. For me, Villa looked way better, connecting way better with each other. Aston Villa, I thought Aston Villa, like, the only one who played like really well was Kudos on the left side. He was making great passes. He was making great runs. But I don't know. Aston Villa just looked better.
And it was pretty even. Like, I'm looking at the stats right here. I mean,
yeah,
for total shots, West Ham had 14 and Aston Villa had 15. You know,
yeah,
the possession rate was, yeah, the possession rate was almost even, 52 to 47. So, like, West Ham had, like, they were basically the whole time until Aston scored late in the game. It could have went either way, you know?
Yeah. I'm pretty surprised about the possession, though. I don't know why I felt like Aston did better with possession. Or I thought they had better, more possession. But I guess towards the end, I guess, like, Aston Villa was holding on the ball, was trying to attack.
But yeah, but Aston wins 2-1. Great game. To me, I think this was probably the game of the week or the weekend. The only other contender, I think, is which we're going to talk about right now, which is the Chelsea Man City game. But before we get into that, we got one other game. This game was also very early for us. I didn't get a chance to watch it. I mean, we got a chance to watch the highlights of it, but it was the Brentford Crystal Palace game. It ended 2-1. Brentford take the 3 points. All that was just appetizers for the main event, which was this Chelsea Man City game. Two teams that have high hopes. I mean, Man City, obviously, like, you know, defending champions. They go away to Stamford Bridge against Chelsea, who have a new coach who looked like Guardiola's like twin brother. And and Chelsea has like a lot of good young players. So it was going to be interesting to see how they kind of matched up. And I think that this is one of those games where if you just looked at the scoreboard, right, you look at 2-0, I don't think it tells the full story, because Chelsea they looked like they were keeping pace with them basically the whole game up until the last goal that Man City scored to put them up 2-0. They were in it the whole time. It looked, there was a couple times that Chelsea looked like they were going to score. They were going to equalize the game or even take the lead at some points. So I give kudos to Chelsea and that team.
Yeah, I could see that. And they're a very young team. I was watching the game and they mentioned like the average age was like around 23 point something years old.
Oh man, yeah. The Chelsea team. They're babies. Going up against a juggernaut, you know.
No, yeah. They did keep pace with them. They held them off for a while until the second score. But I also felt like they are still lacking like experience, like in the final third, like about to score. I feel like some of the passes weren't great, but I feel like, I don't know, if they're watching just this, just as a, it's just the first week, you know, we get it. It's just the beginning of the season. But I don't know. You have Aston Villa there, Brighton, even though they don't have as much talent on paper, I feel like with experience and playing together a little bit more, I feel like they could probably push Chelsea out the top five. I think it's just
they could, it, yeah. And, but I also think that opinion from this game that Chelsea looks like they can contend for top four, top five this year, given how well they did play, even though they did lose. I wrote some notes down while I was watching the game. So for one, Jackson had a terrible offsides. Like if he was like, it looked like 3 inches offsides. And if he just, if he was just more disciplined and just pulled himself back just a little bit, he had a nice tap in that would have tied the game. But because he wasn't in proper place, they call offsides, and you know, and it just that sucked. Also, in the very beginning, there was an obvious offsides call from one of the Chelsea guys. He was like yards away from the line. And it took him like 3 minutes to call it.
Oh, I saw that one. I saw that one. It was insane because they let him play for like 2-3 minutes.
Yeah, before they went through like a whole like attacking phase and everything, and then they finally called it, and everyone's like, "Why call it now?" Like,
I saw that the referees had like a briefing this week. From what I heard during the Aston Villa game, that they're going to make some changes. They're going to try to, because also they're talking about natural arm placement for handballs.
And that came into play today too.
Yeah, for that, the one on Man City.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. They kind of like want to be not as strict like for handballs. I guess like if your arm's like in a natural position and the ball just happens to go there, they're not going to call it, you know? And I think a lot of the commentators, they want that. They hate when players have to play with their hands behind their back.
Yeah, because it can throw you off just like just how you're standing, you know? Like
no, yeah, balance and everything is just weird.
Yeah, your body weight and all that. Like, and it gives the offense like a huge advantage when you have to play like that. The other thing I have written down is Neto, great signing. Once they put him in the game, Chelsea looked so like it looked like Neto by himself was going to try to win this game for a second. Like the first couple minutes he was in, like it seemed like a switch, like right away. Like he comes in the game, he's on the left side of the field and immediately just starts like trying to make a play.
Yeah. Like we talked about Chelsea, they're young. So I feel like we give them some time. I think they look pretty good. I can see why people are giving them top four. But hopefully they gel.
So this game's happening tomorrow. So, you know, we can't talk about it. But it's Leicester City versus Tottenham. Tottenham should easily beat them. This shouldn't really be like an important game or anything. Leicester's a newly promoted team. And Tottenham's supposed to be competing for top four. So this shouldn't be a good game. This shouldn't be close. Tottenham should easily beat them.
Yeah. But remember, Leicester City actually won the Premier League not too long ago.
They did. And they still got a homeboy.
Vardy?
Yeah, Jamie Vardy. So who knows, man? Maybe the second coming of Vardy, you know?
Yeah, man. Dude is fucking... I heard that he drinks like fucking 20 Red Bulls before a game. Well, not really, but he drinks like a bunch of Red Bulls before a game, yeah.
Dude, speaking of that, I was watching this video and they were talking about... So, you know, like when you see on the sidelines, you see like players like the water boys will give them like it looks like Gatorade or whatever. And like they'll drink something and then they spit it out.
Yeah.
So I didn't know this, but apparently what it is, it's like this like salt, like energy mix that you don't swallow, but you like swish it around your mouth. And it's supposed to like give you like this like boost of energy.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. It was crazy. I saw a video about it. And I was like, oh, that's why like you see them spit. Like, even though like they're drenched in sweat, and you would think like they'd be like drinking this like water thing, but apparently it's not water or Gatorade or anything. It's like some like solution that like absorbs it in your mouth and it gives you like energy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought that was crazy. Like I was like, whoa, science, you know?
Yeah, because I know like for runners, like marathon runners, they take those little gel packs to give them a little boost of energy. Yeah. But I also thought it was like boxers. I thought they always spit it out because you know how in boxing, like you have like water in your mouth, but then you swish it out. Yeah, you don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to feel heavy.
Right.
Get bloated.
It's kind of like in hockey. If you ever watch the bench of like hockey teams, they're the ones that will do like the salt smelling salts.
Oh shit.
And they'll take a whiff of smelling salts because you'll see their heads like spring up.
Yeah.
When you take a whiff of it. apparently stuff like that, like it just gives you this like crazy boost of energy that could, you know, I don't know, possibly win you the game, I guess.
Yeah.
That's it for week one. So out of all the games that you watched this week, what would you say was like the highlight of this week or like the game of the week? Just for like me, off the top of your head.
I don't know. The one I saw, the one that actually had me like kind of like really interested was the West Ham Villa game. Like even right now, like I was watching the Man City Chelsea. I was like, they're good, but I wasn't like, it didn't feel super close to me. But for me, it was Aston Villa, West Ham. It was an exciting game. Close game. That's my game of the week. What about for you?
Honestly, I'm probably gonna go with the same. Like watching this Chelsea game, like in the beginning, even when they went down 1-0, like it still seemed exciting. Like there was a couple chances that they had, and I remember I like, because I'm watching it in my bed, and I like jumped out of my bed when I thought they were gonna equalize when Jackson hit it in, but he was offsides.
Yeah,
and I jumped up because I was like, no way, like they're gonna score on City, like. But in terms of like overall, like from start to finish, like how exciting the match was, I gotta go with the Aston Villa game. Like underrated match. We should have known that was probably gonna be a better game to watch.
Yeah. But luckily for me, it was like one of the only games I fucking saw because, like I said, like we said like three times already on this podcast, man, the West Coast, all the games are super early for us.
Yeah.
But we're gonna try to be better. I'm gonna try to be better. We need sponsorship. So if anyone wants to sponsor us for to watch the games.
We do have a donation. Actually, we have a donation link. If anyone wants to donate so that Alvi can watch the games legally, that'd be great.
So what is it? What is it? It's a buy me coffee. Buymeacoffee.com.
/2kickoffandbeyond. All the proceeds go to Alvi and his living situation.
Buy me a streaming service is what we're gonna fucking call it. But yeah,
so looking at next week's for week two, there's no Friday games, no Monday games, so which means that next week we should be able to review all the games. We got Brighton Manchester at 4 a.m. on Saturday. Oof. God, kill me. That's gonna suck because I'm gonna have to watch that game. Then we got like, oh my god, like basically all the games are going to be on at 7 at the same time. So that's the other thing too. We have a Reddit page to kick off and beyond Reddit. Anyone who listens to this who wants to give us suggestions of what games to watch, especially when it's like this, like all these games are on at the same time. I don't know which ones are going to be the best to watch. So you got Crystal Palace, West Ham. That could be good. I think that might be a good game. Fulham and Leicester City. I don't know.
Oof, Man City.
Oh, man. Poor Ipswich, man. God, they drew the short straw on this one. They got Liverpool first week, and then they got Man City for the second week. God, that's terrible. I feel so bad for them.
I feel so bad. Yeah, it's insane. Oh, someone hates them. Whoever made the schedule hates them.
They got like a grudge or something. Like, just imagine, like, you spent all these years in the lower leagues. You finally get into the Premier League. And then your first 2 weeks are against literally the top two, like the top teams of the league. That's terrible.
Recent Champions League winners. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, insane. My God. Then you got Southampton, Nottingham Forest. Again, like that's like, you know, lower level teams. Tottenham and Everton. I mean, again, Tottenham should easily beat them.
Yeah.
But the late game, Aston Villa, Arsenal.
No, that one's for sure.
That's going to be a good one. Arsenal should beat them, but I can see that going either way. Like,
yeah, those are predicted to be top four teams, so
yeah,
going to be a good match.
And then we got the Sunday games. Let's see, Bournemouth and Newcastle. I don't know. I don't know what to make of Bournemouth, so like, I'm not sure. Chelsea and Wolves. given how they played against Man City today, they should beat Wolves. But I think it's more even than people might give it credit for.
Yeah, but I want to use this game as like a way to like kind of compare them to Arsenal, since you know Arsenal just played them. I want to see how Chelsea does against them. So we'll see. I'm gonna try to watch that game.
Yeah, no, I think I want to watch that game too. And then you got Liverpool, Brentford. Liverpool should easily beat them.
Yeah.
Brentford's not anywhere near their caliber. On the Thursday podcast, we'll make our final decisions on what games we're gonna set out to watch. So anyone who has suggestions, whatever, you can reach us at our subreddit. We also have a TikTok page. I don't know how great that is for talking to people, but
yeah.
But we have that.
Yeah. Is there a page with a link to all of this?
Yeah, so when I upload these, I put the links in the description. So in the description of whatever podcasting platform you're using, if you go in the description of this podcast, you should be able to see the YouTube, the Reddit, and our TikTok page.
But yeah, and also on the Thursday, we're gonna try to talk about the news. I'm gonna keep up to date with the articles, see what's going on. We'll keep you guys informed, is what we're gonna try to do.
As informed as we can be.
Yeah. We're starting off, but we're gonna try to be better for you guys.
Is there anything else?
No, I think that's pretty much it.